on this Tuesday afternoon, the 26th day of November, 2013. Let's check the cash grain and futures markets with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Wayne.
And to all you and all the listeners.
Holiday weeks usually bring doldrums along with them. Traders go home early and people turn their attention other places. Has that happened yet this week?
Well, you know, it looked like there was maybe some exiting doing that today, but yet we saw quite a bounce back in the beans after the announcement of the cancellation of the bean sales to China. While we dipped on down, and then later in the day, the bean meal brought it roaring back to unchanged. You know, that December bean meal closing up $13 today.
Yeah, so in the beans nearby January futures, what they had about a 14-cent trading range, March in the same place.
Yeah,
but they bounced back up from that bottom end, so that's a pretty good, nice little rally. It shows you that soybeans have strength. Does it give you hope for that marketplace?
Well, I would have to say that it somewhat does. I mean, of course, we know that the Dees, of course, being much different than any other months of meal, probably because of some of the shorts having to get out here before. Or wanting to get out before delivery, first notice day, on Friday, and going along the way that way. But it does give you a feeling that there is some strength in the bean market yet, that crushers are still very much in the market. And, of course, our exports, even though we did have the one cancellation of sales, are running way, way, way ahead of expectations so far this year.
For comparison's sake, the December soybean meal at $4.50.20 was up $13. The January, just $3.50 higher. You noted the difference between those two. It finished at $431.90. Is there somebody on the wrong side of the December meal, or are they just exiting, as you mentioned, in order to get out of the way for deliveries?
Well, I mean, they felt like they were on the wrong side because they paid quite handsomely to get out of that position. So they're feeling that there is a little bit of a pinch there, that's for sure. Also, I think the oats had a day a lot like that, too. So, we've seen some buying in the oats, but not near to the extent of what we did in the bean meal.
As you look forward into the end of the year for corn and soybeans, do you see any major moves in the offing between now and December 31st?
You know, I think we could see, seasonally, we generally see a rally the day after Thanksgiving. We generally see a pop-up. We always joke around that the Bears have turkey for Thanksgiving and the Bulls get to have ham and turkey at Christmas. So, along the way, I think that we're in a trading range here, and unless we see some news that we haven't foreseen as of right now, the good weather in South America, unless that would change to where it's going, that the dollar, everything doesn't change a lot. I think that, we're going to get into January before we get into the real budget problems with the government and stuff like that. So I think we're caught in a trading range here in both corn and beans till the end of the year.
A producer that is not looking at a tax problem if they sell more commodity this year, should they be thinking about selling on a bit of a rally between now and December, or would you hold off?
Well, we've seen both sides of that. We saw some pricing by some of the advisory firms yesterday in the beans, and in today we saw another one of the large advisory firms take off his December hedges and price the corn, saying that he didn't see any reason to do anything better because of the basis level being quite as strong as it is this early in the year. And they were just going to stay out of the market and get out of it on some that way. But they were banking some very large hedge profits along with that to do that. But I think, if you don't have tax problems, we're looking at these are some very strong basis levels in here. Now, if you want to even just sell just a basis contract and all it into your elevator, that might not be an all bad way to go, because down the road, as the bin doors start opening after the first of the year, I doubt we'll see the basis levels we're seeing now.
Wayne, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Tom.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana, and joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always find him again on our website, where? At willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.